Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today is Thursday, November 7th, and we're joined once again by Jen, who is actually a new co-host.
Ooh, hey.
Welcome to the show. The intro is going to be changed also to reflect the changes in the show.
Yay.
And so we're looking for a great journey together.
Yes, right? I'm very excited.
Awesome. Yes. You're wearing red this morning. This is my favorite color.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a nice orange red.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you.
And I like when orange goes with, I like the combination of, I like orange too.
Mm-hmm.
But I like red and black, they go together, and white too. So red, black, and white, I think they go amazingly together.
They do.
But I don't have anything red to wear.
Yeah, I thought it was a bold move it's my first time wearing a sweater in LA.
Yeah, you are wearing a sweater. That's true, right?
It's a bold move in LA. I was hopefully I'll be all right and I won't be melted by this afternoon. So.
That's true. Actually, they said it's not going to be that hot today. So you might actually be able to get away with it.
All right.
But at night, it gets pretty chilly, I have to admit.
It does get pretty chilly. Right? I thought I would really miss the cold weather, but... It's been cold.
Yeah,
but no this one is nothing me,
compared.
Becky's.
Yeah, nothing compared to New York, though, right?
No,
as far as the cold and
oh,
stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So yeah, for those of you who weren't with us yesterday, Jen is from New York, and we welcome her to LA. You only been here 2 months.
2 months. The 9th. What's today's date?
Today's the 7th.
Wow. 2 days. It'll be 2 months exactly.
Wow. Did you move here with your car, or did you fly here?
Right. My lease was up at the same time in New York. I was tired of New York. I ended my lease, came to LA to take a class for a month, figured I would come back to New York, maybe get a place in Brooklyn, try a totally different neighborhood. And I just loved LA. It was everything that I had been anticipating that it would be for years.
Right.
And I kind of just went back to work for a month in New York, packed up, and came here a month later.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's an interesting story.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was really on a whim, but I'm happy I did it. Yeah. Sink or swim, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Did you have a car in New York?
No way.
You don't need a car, right?
No. No one has a car.
But here you have to have one, right?
Yes. I got a car, which is, I love
car.
It. You don't have to carry all your stuff. You can throw it on the seat next to you. It's great.
It's a totally different lifestyle. Huh?
Oh, for sure.
Wow.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, I bet. You know, I mean, it's, I think it feels a lot more free here, right? Like you're free to roam around.
There's space. You know, in New York, you have to not only pack your bag for the day, but you also kind of have to plan where you're going to stop and use the bathroom if need be when you're out. You're like, okay, there's a Whole Foods in that neighborhood, so I can use that if I need to go to the bathroom. Otherwise, you know, you have to buy a sandwich or buy a water anywhere you go. And half the time you buy that water and they're like, oh, sorry, restrooms are for employees only. You're like,
really?
Oh, yeah, fantastic. So you're just like stranded in the middle of Manhattan with like nowhere to go. You have to like use the bathroom so bad that you can't even like see straight. You're
really?
Going
How come
in
they
circles.
Don't have like public restrooms there? I mean, they should with all the people.
No, they don't because of all the people.
Really?
Yeah, because what happens is, like I even remember when I first moved there 6 years ago, my first job in New York was canvassing, and it was that one really bad winter. We had like 4 feet of snow. It was just blizzard after blizzard. And so I worked outside that entire winter.
Right.
And the one Starbucks in Columbus Circle, they had a really big bathroom, and it was the most disgusting bathroom I've ever seen in my life every time I went in there. But the thing is, you know, like homeless people would go in there and they would, you know, kind of like bathe in there and use it to kind of tidy up and stuff. So the bathroom would be tied up for sometimes 30 minutes.
It's true. Huh?
And also I just don't, sometimes even just other people that use the bathroom.
Yeah.
They're disgusting. If you're in there for more than 5 minutes, like, what are you doing?
Right.
Like there's a whole line out here. Like I say you have like 3 to 5 minutes max and then get out.
Right.
You know, I never
and
understand.
Public
what
bathrooms
takes so
are
long.
Disgusting. You know, I mean,
they
when
are.
You go to the beach here, they're pretty pretty nasty.
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So you have to go into stores and restaurants and stuff like that. In order. Wow.
Totally.
That's something I never thought about.
There's not really anywhere to sit either. You're just kind of like You know, here you can come sit on the grass and it's the grass. You know, in New York, you go to Central Park and you're looking out for like human gross things.
Like, oh, my God. That's gross, man. Yeah, so that's gross. Really gross, yeah. You know? But I know. Well, you know, I mean, so I guess you're right. You know, I mean, there are good things about L.A. I just don't notice them anymore. You know, I've lived here for over 40 years, you know, so for me, it's time to move on, you know, but
yeah.
I can't because I'm here with family and the business and everything. So I'm kind of stuck here for a while.
For a while. Maybe you could take a nice vacay at some point. I know you mentioned where was it you were saying you wanted to move?
To Oregon.
Oregon, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I visited there twice last year, so I should probably go somewhere else. But you're right. It is time for vacation, you know?
Yeah. I feel like vacation is mental health, and I don't take them enough for myself.
Right. You know? I know. But again, to find time, damn, you know?
I know. Life just keeps... I mean, I've been here 2 months already. I feel like I just got here last week, so... Really? Time just flies so fast.
It does, you know, it does. So what do you do for fun here? Have you found anything that you like to do?
Last night I went to a Star Trek podcast, which was pretty cool, at the Regency Theater. That was pretty great. I don't know, I like to do a lot of different things. I've kind of just been plugging away a little bit too much and finding work right now to do anything fun, and I don't want to fall into that rabbit hole of like all work and no play like I did in New York, you know, because there's so much to see here.
There is, you know, there's a lot to do. And I know I'm kind of like by the end of the work day, I don't really feel like doing much. But that's cool. So you like Star Trek? You're into Star Trek?
Well, my dad growing up was a big Trekkie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a big Trekkie. And he kind of got my mom into it a little bit, too. So just because of him, I kind of have seen every single episode of Star Trek made. Yeah. But I feel like Star Trek kind of fell off and then it came back thanks to sweet, sweet Chris Pine. So
what was that about? Tell me.
So Chris Pine is in the most recent Star Trek movies over the past few years. Like, okay. He's been the captain. And he's super, super attractive. And I think he really kind of brought Star Trek
See who that is. I don't
Once
even
you
know
see
who
him,
it
you'll
is.
Know who I'm talking about.
Chris Pine is his name?
Chris Pine, okay. Yeah. He has those great, great eyebrows. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, this guy. Okay.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, he's pretty handsome.
He sure is.
Yeah. He's 39 years old. He must be like the youngest one ever, right? Or...
Yeah,
was,
he's a baby.
Yeah, right? I mean, the youngest captain, probably. Although, maybe the first one, what's his name? William Shatner,
yeah.
He was probably younger at the time. Or
at the
maybe
time, maybe.
About the same thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, who knows? But, okay, so you've gotten back into it now.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Chris Pine. We love you.
The movie's as good as the TV show was?
It's so different. It's really? So different. Yeah, because the TV shows are kind of like an ongoing thing. You get to really like build and learn with the characters and just learn about them, you know. And I think you get invested on a whole new level with the TV show.
That's true.
I remember when I was a kid, Captain Janeway. She was one of my favorites because she was a female captain.
Right.
I always thought that was really cool that they did that, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So you watched that version of it too.
Oh yeah.
But
Deep Space Nine, all of it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But what about so you watched the original ones too with your dad and stuff?
Oh yeah.
Really?
For sure. Yeah.
So he would watch them over and over and stuff.
Sometimes they'd be on TV. He also it was the 90s, so everyone had VHSs of taped things. You know, you like write, you put the sticker on it, you write it. And you can even, there was that thing that you could like break so that no one could tape over it.
Exactly.
So yeah, we had a whole collection.
Isn't it funny how it's so outdated now?
I know. Kids don't even know what a VHS is or a cassette is. They're like, what's that?
Right.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I remember sitting next to my boombox as a kid, also boombox being a word, and just like recording things from the radio and being so pissed when the DJ would like cut it off at the end of it. I'm like, no, we were so close.
I know. That's how it was for us too. And I remember we didn't call them boomboxes there then, but I mean, there was time where the radio was not even integrated to the recorder.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd like record through the speaker of the radio. It sounded like shit, but... we got to record songs.
So. You do what you got to do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then there was Walkman and stuff. You know where?
Oh man.
You know where you could take the music with you and stuff.
Oh yeah, that was the best. I remember walking through the halls of like middle school with like my Discman. Remember, everyone had the Sony ones with the three little bubbles on it. Yeah, I had a red one. It was pretty great. And then you drop it, and then it would never be the same after that.
Right.
But you just deal with it.
It just seems like so amazing how we've come such a long way, you know?
Yeah.
And now on a phone, you can have everything you ever wanted in one device, you know?
I know. It's like, where are we going to even go from here?
Right. I know. It's hard to imagine. Yeah.
10 years from now, it's going to be totally different.
Right.
Like, I feel like the standard iPhone we see today is going to be obsolete.
Right.
Which
right.
is crazy to even think
I
about.
I know. It's probably going to be implanted into us like those movies we see, you know?
Where yeah.
You know, we're going to have a chip and it's going to do everything.
Or like
know?
The Google glasses.
Right.
So I saw this, it was like, it was something on Instagram about Shark Tank. And this one guy had gone on to Shark Tank. The joke was that it was like the worst pitch ever. And this guy comes on and he, what was it for? I think it was for a hearing aid or something. Or no, it was like some kind of like information device that you implant into your ear, and it literally is the length of a Q-tip, and all of the sharks were like, this is the worst idea ever, because the guy said you have to literally plug a charging device into your ear.
Wow.
So you'd have to sleep like that the whole right. night, laying next right. to this like thing charging out of the wall. I feel like that's so dangerous.
I know. What a dumb guy.
And they were like, well, what happens when the technology upgrades and it's a surgical procedure? So you'd have to go in and have it surgically planted into your head.
Right, right.
I'm like, what? Like, what? Like, I know I need to know the radiation levels. Like, I need to know the whole thing. Like, what's going to happen with that?
Put this shit in my ear. What the hell?
Yeah.
And that was so the worst certain. Thing ever.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Jeez. I think eventually it's going to happen, but probably not in that way, you know. But
no. It'll be like I on Star know, Trek when you just put a little chip on your head, like right. on your forehead, and it just sends shocks through your skull.
Yeah, probably, you know. I mean, I can't imagine how else it's going to be, because they're constantly looking to make things easier and smaller and all that. So we'll see. Who knows, you know. But I remember when I used to go to technology shows like computer conventions and things like that. And I mean, like CD-ROM drives were like the biggest thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And laser printers and stuff. And today it's like so different from everything else we've seen, you know.
Yeah.
And
there's so much more on the horizon.
There
you
is,
know?
You know.
Especially with people like Elon Musk, like.
I know.
He's making things happen. I think it's really cool. I think it's also really crazy, but.
It is. Yeah. It is a little crazy, but we need people like him.
We do. We need those electric cars. I was actually reading about Jane Fonda getting arrested for all of her climate change activism and things like that. And she was saying there's this like window of 11 years where scientists are no return.
Right.
And 11 years is not a lot of time.
Right.
Not a lot of time at all.
But with all due respect, they said that like 60 years ago, too.
That's true.
You know, they That's always true. Say that. It's yeah. always like the end of the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. But the thing is that, you know, like you have people like him or like Steve Jobs and stuff that are crazy enough to come up with stuff that nobody would ever think that we'd need or want.
Yeah.
And they manage to do these things, you know, so.
We need people like that, you know.
We do, you know, I mean, we do, because they revolutionize things that we do. And that's the funny thing is you don't realize you need these things until they're actually out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, what would you do without your phone if you left your cell phone at home?
Right.
Like I would feel crazy.
I know. But only 10 years ago, 12 years ago, we didn't have them.
No.
You know?
Nope. I remember being a kid. My mom had an 89 Volvo wagon. And I remember when she got a car phone. Like, that was like my dad bought her a car phone and she never used it. She used it occasionally, but.
Yeah, it was like satellite phones.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Or even a flip phone. You see someone with a flip phone nowadays, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Look at that artifact. It's so old and ancient.
I know. I know, that's true. And now I was reading yesterday they have these new apps, I guess, for couples to figure out the relationship, like what it's missing and things like that, you know. So,
yeah.
And what parts of it they need to work on and
like
stuff.
Like couples therapy app.
Right.
Okay.
And it sounds pretty cool, you know. I mean, there's one that's called Lasting, I think. And it sounds pretty cool, you know, because these are things you may not talk about to your spouse and stuff.
Sure.
So, yeah, so these phones are making us do crazy things, you know.
I know. I mean, I guess some people who wouldn't be open to couples therapy might be open to that.
Right, so, exactly.
I mean, if it helps you out, it helps you out.
Right, or maybe just to set you, to get you ready for couples therapy, you know, to realize what your issues are, what your problems are.
First step is acceptance, people.
I know. That's crazy, man. It's really crazy. But there are some apps out there that are like unbelievable, you know. And I brought up Airbnb. We're already used to it and everything. But think of what you do. You're actually like renting out your home to some strangers, you know. And and I don't know. And then as a guest who would stay at those places, my thing is always like, where did they put the cameras, you know?
Yeah.
What are they watching? When are they watching me?
Exactly. Check the bathrooms.
You know, so you don't know if they're watching you or not. You don't know if they're recording you or not. And I'm like, I'll pay for a hotel. I'm not staying at somebody else's house.
When I was here for the summer intensive, I stayed at an Airbnb and it was my first time. And it was actually a horrible experience.
Really?
We had this, he was like, and I'm a weird person and I love weird people. But this guy just like, oh man, we had so many issues with him. He would turn the water off on us without telling us. And like,
wow.
Yeah, he would just be crazy. Like, we weren't allowed to use the kitchen. It was like a $15 extra charge for that. And he would show us like these weird, like pornographic photos that he took of models and things like that. Like,
but what was he doing there? I mean, you were staying there. Is he supposed to be there too?
So there's a couple different ways you can do it. Sometimes you can stay and the host is also there, or you can stay and the host isn't there.
I see.
And this one, the guy was there and it was this really nice big house in Woodland Hills. And he was nice enough, but he warned us in the beginning that he had like weird mood swings and stuff like that.
Oh my god!
So my friend and I looked at each other, we're like, okay.
And then he
like,
shows you porn and shit.
He
like
shows
that?
Us, yeah, because he is a photographer, and we'd be just trying to have some breakfast before class, and he would just sit down with this like big picture book. I think he was just really lonely and really just wanted to show us like all of his like fancy cars that he had and all of his pictures that he had. And yeah, it was a wild situation. And there was a series of other situations that happened while we were there. Like, we weren't allowed to talk on the phone after 11 o'clock at night. We weren't allowed out of our rooms after 11 o'clock at night.
Why did you stay there? I mean, why didn't you move to another one?
Well, we tried to, but because of the amount of time we had to stay, Airbnb was like, we can't help you. And so we were fighting with Airbnb,
really?
And they kind of just like, they were totally non-responsive to us, which is, I've heard so many good things about Airbnb and their customer service, and they really, really dropped the ball for us. And we called them every day for 3 weeks. We started calling them after the first week, and
that's
they
weird.
Were just non-responsive to us. And we ended up getting back a little bit of the money that we paid for it, which was great, but it's not, I mean, I had a friend who got back 50% of his money just because the place he stayed didn't have Wi-Fi and they had advertised Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So I felt like because of this whole situation and like the guy had offered me sleeping pills and like things like that.
Oh,
like it was such a free for all in there, and he was super possessive over his stuff and just like watching over us. I'm like, somebody like this should not be Airbnb-ing their place out.
No, not at all.
You know, if you're going to be that particular, I mean, that's why I wouldn't do it, because I'd be like, don't touch that, don't touch that.
Exactly, you know? And especially if you're not there and you don't see what they're doing, you come back, you know. I mean, I have a friend that people stayed at her house, and she comes back and it smells like smoke and stuff, and she found out they burned sage and stuff to get rid of all the bad spirits. And you're not supposed to have any smoke in the house. You know? I mean, what the hell are you doing?
Totally.
So
maybe they were burning sage to get rid of a different smell.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah.
but I mean, I don't understand people at all, you know.
Yeah.
But so now they're saying that Airbnb says that all the listings and hosts will be verified. So, however they're going to do that, I don't know. But did you hear there was like a murder at a party house that people rented in Long Beach, I guess they did like a they threw like a Halloween party, and five people were shot and killed there. And
what were they playing, Russian roulette?
I don't know what the hell they were doing, but they created a house party and they invited people on social media to come there. There were like 100 people there. Now, I don't know if the owner knew that's what they were going to do there and rented it as a party house.
I did hear about someone throwing a party at
people actually rent out party houses, you know?
Yeah, I bet they do.
I think they do because they're saying they would ban party houses. And, yeah.
I mean, if you want a party, you get a hotel.
Yeah.
It's to be expected at a hotel.
Right.
You know? I mean, yes and no, but...
Yeah.
Don't do it at somebody's house.
Right.
You know,
you
don't know what kind of belongings they have. And
yeah, but I guess they offered it as a party house.
Really?
Yeah, the owners did, because apparently there's a name for it and the company says it would ban them. So, yeah, so I guess people know in advance it's going to be a party house.
No one's partying at my house.
Yeah, but because of the murders and everything, they decided to ban that. And weed out abusive hosts and guest conduct at all. So
the murders happened probably from people that they invited from social media that they didn't know.
Right, probably, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
People just killed each other kind of thing.
That's so crazy. I would never advertise a party on social media unless my social media handle was private and I was only friends with people I knew.
Right. I'm surprised there were only 100 people there. I mean, you would think there'd be thousands.
Yeah.
After it's on social media.
That's so crazy to me.
People are doing crazy things, but I'm saying I'm not staying at Airbnb. I'm not renting out my place as Airbnb. Forget about it. Not
like, that's
me.
How you bring stalkers to you. You know, you never know who's watching you on social media.
Right.
Have you ever had a stalker?
No, never had a stalker.
Never had a stalker? No. I had a stalker.
Well, I'm sure you did, you know. You're a young woman.
Yeah.
And he
showed up at my work a couple of times. I was working at a makeup store in the mall in my hometown. And I went outside and I just kind of like took it. 15-minute power nap in the sun on the bench in between on my break, and I woke up and he was sitting on the bench next to me.
And you knew who it was?
I knew who he was because we had talked like 2 years ago, and he started befriending my friends online and going to parties with my friends and just like asking about me.
Wow.
It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
And that was like 7-8 years ago already. And even just a few months ago, I was doing a show on Instagram with a friend of mine who's a cinematographer and director, and he did one of those live videos, and I saw this handle in the video that I didn't know, and I just figured it was one of his friends, and I clicked on it and it was the guy, and I was oh my God, you're still here, like get out of here, man. Like,
and there's nothing you can do when things like this happen?
You can file a report, but I mean, it's like, if there's like a restraining order or something, which it never came to that, thank God. But if there's something like a restraining order, like how much does that really help? You know, I mean, it's a binding paper. It's not physically binding unless you're physically preventing that person from getting to you. You know what I mean? There's no actual way to keep them at bay. So
that's scary.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah.
Wow. So don't invite
the
strangers
to your house. People have to deal with, you know, especially women, because men are so crazy, you know. I mean, the stuff that they do is unbelievable, you know.
So wild. And like, you don't always notice the difference. My best friend is a guy, and he told me he lives in like the woods in New Jersey, and he told me he goes for walks in the middle of the night just with headphones on in the pitch black. Like, there's no street lights. He's just walking through the woods in the middle of the night. And I'm like, says no woman ever.
Yeah,
like,
right?
I don't know any woman who would just go walking in the woods in the middle of the night in the pitch black by herself.
I know. Even a guy should do that, dude.
Yeah, right? I'm like, that's crazy. I'm like, how many flashlights do you have with me? I'd have so many.
I'd to walk
have those
out
mining
there with,
ones.
Yeah, I mean, with your headphones on, I mean, my God, you know. I don't even do that here, you know, where it's safer in the city. To put headphones on when you're walking alone.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's creepy out
there.
You don't
know what the hell's happening.
Just be careful, people.
But look, I mean, this related to this, I guess, this guy took a picture at Disney World with a princess and groped her. You know, he was there with his wife taking a picture with the princess and started groping her and stuff, you know, in the picture.
That's so crazy. Right. Why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you do that? People are out of their fucking minds. I mean, what do you think is going to happen when you do that?
What happened to him?
Well, they arrested him.
Good.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
People saw that, you know, so they arrested him.
Like,
they brought the police.
No shame, no, like.
But that's what I'm saying. Men do crazy shit that you go, what are you thinking?
What are you thinking? Right? Exactly. Oh, my gosh. No, like,
I know.
sense of, like, let me hide this or try and do this in secret at least, which is still completely wrong, but.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, women don't do that kind of shit, you know?
No.
That.
Not usually. I'm sure it happens, but.
That's why jails are just full of men mostly, you know? I mean, it's because they do crazy things. I think it's the testosterone or something, you know?
Maybe.
Makes people crazy.
I know. They got to, you know, take responsibility for that.
I know. But women do some crazy things too.
Sure.
I have a story here of a North Carolina teacher. She was accused of having sex with a student. And she was found dead at home along with her husband. So it was like a murder-suicide type of thing.
Oh, my gosh.
But check out what they say. They say that she's 63. She had sex with a student who was 17. And look what they're saying. They're saying that she had sex with him. And she committed a crime against nature. And taking it to him, for crying out loud.
Maybe because he was underage? Is that what they mean?
No, but crime against nature is different. I think, you know, some kind of anal thing or something, you know?
I feel like that's still natural, like, in
because
a way.
They call these things sodomy and stuff, you know? Yeah. So it's like beyond regular sex or something.
Right.
But that's why I think crime against nature would be maybe she stuck things in him or something.
I don't know. Regular means these days.
Right? But, oh, man. My God.
Was it consent on his end? I mean, I know it's not legally consent, but.
Right. Probably. He was 17 years old. But look, I mean, these kids, yeah, they'll go for it. I mean, she's 63, though. I mean, you know, he's 17. But
yeah.
So you wonder, but. And she's not that attractive either. I mean, she looks like his grandmother. grandmother, obviously. But,
I wonder how that conversation happened.
Felony indecent liberties, whatever that means.
And so she killed herself and her husband.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you know, I mean, obviously she was disturbed.
For sure.
Enough to do this. But, and to think they can get away with this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But women do some crazy shit, but I'm sure they do it for different reasons, you know?
There's a lot going on for people.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many, like I said yesterday, if you can think it, it exists. You know,
right.
People just need to take that liberty to, you know, get a hold of your, like, mental health and things like that. Cause we all go through it.
Right.
You know, we all have mental health things. No matter how healthy you think you are. So reach right. out. There are people out there. There are organizations out there. There's no shame, you know, and the more we speak out about it, the more other people will speak out about it.
Right. No, that's true. You know, I mean, and I may be generalizing, but I think like with men, it's usually that testosterone and everything that insatiable sex drive, whereas and violence and things like that. Whereas with women, I think it's usually because of some kind of abuse earlier in their lives, you know, when they do crazy shit later, you know, because I can't imagine a woman just doing this out of nowhere.
It depends on the mental health status,
I guess. Yeah.
You know, you never know what's going on in someone's head.
That's
someone
true.
Could have a totally regular, you know, cinematically okay upbringing and then be totally off the rocker.
Yeah, that's
you know
true, yeah.
You just never know what's going on in someone's head, and that's
it's a
scary thing, and it can also be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I know. Well, all I can tell you is this: when I was 17, I fantasized about having sex with older women, but not 63 and not acts against nature.
Yeah, I mean, your taste buds weren't that mature.
Yeah.
I definitely had a really, really hot
teacher.
Health teacher.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Mr. K.
I know, like crushes on teachers and stuff. That was pretty,
oh,
I think that's pretty normal, you know?
Yeah. We had a gorgeous bio teacher that all the guys, like, loved. They
really?
Loved her so much. Yeah, she was always in, like, the tiny little outfits.
I know, and, right? They could get away with that shit, dude.
All the guys took her class. They all requested her as a teacher. It's just pretty funny. But and she was really, really nice, too, and a great teacher. So.
Yeah, but today they would let her dress like that, huh?
Probably not. Yeah. Probably not. Yeah. I mean, it's so different. I feel like super, super thin women can wear those outfits and the faculty won't say anything. But they had that teacher a few years ago who was like curvier. And she wore a tight outfit and they said it was like too sexual, but it's just because her body was like, you know, very like womanly, you know. Right. So I think it depends.
I think today, even a thin woman, probably if she wore something like that, they would say something, you know.
Yeah, there's because nothing anyone can do.
Yeah, people are so fucking sensitive about everything today.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing and a bad thing. It's sometimes you have to really be careful what you say these days. But at the same time, a lot of the sensitivity is coming from all these different ideas and thoughts and awarenesses that are coming out nowadays, which I think is pretty cool.
Right.
But at the same time, it makes conversation a little difficult these days, you know, with people's That's pronouns true. And and everything, you know, it's hard, you know, and we're all just trying to get used to it.
You never know when you're going to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, you know. And it's especially with all the Me Too craziness, sometimes people take it too far, you know. And as a man, you don't know anymore what you can say that's going to get you in trouble, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't say anything.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true. My brother even made a joke that he was going to write up consent forms. So the next time going to... you know, sleep with someone, he would just have her sign a consent form. I was like, it's not a bad idea.
Right.
You know, a nice legal document. So everyone's on the same page.
And they'll still say, you know, if she's drunk or something, they'll still say, oh, it was against her will and everything, you know, so.
You never know. I mean, it does happen that way, but
you
have to be careful.
You do.
On both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But we're talking about older women and younger men. Did you see that picture of Keanu Reeves with that woman with the gray hair and everything? And
no.
She seems older than he is.
So apparently,
people thought it was Helen Mirren. That he was dating, right? Because he was seen holding hands with that woman. But apparently that woman is only 46 and he's 55. So she looks like his mother, and yet she's younger than him. So I don't know that that's a very good thing. But Helen Mirren says that she was flattered. You know, she's 74 years old, so... she was flattered because the woman is pretty and all that stuff. But
is it Alexandra Grant? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Let's see.
46 years old. And Keanu's 55.
Okay, so that's his new girlfriend.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah.
She does look a bit older, though.
Oh. Right, with the gray hair and everything.
Her face doesn't look older. I think the hair just makes her look like a younger-looking older woman.
Mm.
You know?
Probably.
Good for him, though. I hope she's nice.
I don't know.
She seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Her face in this picture looks kind of old, but... what do I know, right?
It's though, if you just picture her with like a dark bob or something,
right.
It would be totally different.
Yeah, she'd probably look different, right?
Yeah. I mean, some of us just go, I mean, I'm salt and pepper already and I'm 31, so.
Yeah, well, apparently they worked together in The Devil's Advocate.
Really? That was such an old movie.
No, wait a minute. So who's Hackford? Who's fucking Hackford? Oh, director. Oh, no, this is Helen Mirren, married to Taylor Hackford. What the fuck? They mixed up this whole article here. Why would they put Helen Mirren's husband in the story? I don't get it.
I know.
But
sometimes
okay.
They just do what they want.
Yeah, so it's kind of embarrassing for that woman, but what can you do, you know?
It's true.
That's the way you look, and that's the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, she's dating Keanu Reeves, and I think she's doing all right.
Yeah, I guess, right?
I'd be pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
He seems
like he hasn't been in relationships with anybody, right? I mean, do you remember anybody that he was in a relationship with before?
Not since, like, early 2000s, maybe.
Yeah, right?
Who was he even dating then?
I don't know.
He seems
like forever single.
I know. He seems like a great guy, though. I mean, I've never met him, but I know people who have met him, and they said he was really, really nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine. Why not, you know?
I'm always pleased to hear when celebrities I like are actually nice.
Yeah.
It's great.
I know. Have you ever watched the show Botched?
Is that the plastic surgery show?
That's the plastic surgery show. I've never seen it, but now they're saying that the most dangerous procedure is Brazilian butt lifts. And I know a couple of people that did this, or women.
Yeah.
And it looks pathetic. It really looks bad. It looks like a shelf, you know? I mean, why do people do that?
I know. It's not, it's so unproportionate, but people do it because they want the shape that they want. But the thing is, you know, I come from having a super, super flat butt, and I worked with a trainer for 2 years, and we did like sports therapy and all that kind of stuff. And you can, if you put the same amount of money you put towards plastic surgery towards a really good trainer at a gym, you can get lasting results.
Yeah. You can get good results and it looks natural.
Totally.
Wow.
Yeah. But I've actually seen a lot of those Brazilian butt lifts where the implant actually flips backwards.
Really?
Yeah. And so they have like one round cheek and one flat cheek, and they have to go in and have the doctor like push it. And I've even seen women like push on it so that it just flips around.
Oh my God. Which that's gross.
Yeah. You don't know what it's scraping around in there.
Exactly. Ew. You know, and they have to put fat from other parts of the body in there and stuff. I mean, why do people even do that? You know, it's terrible.
All in the name of looking like a Kardashian.
Yeah. I know, which is, how did that ever become like an in thing, you know?
Yeah, I think Nicki Minaj or something.
Yeah, something.
I feel like
They used to call it she's got a big ass, and today it's like, or a fat ass, whatever they call it.
Yeah, today it's a good thing.
Yeah.
In the 90s, it was all about the skinny, flat body, flat butt.
Right. And I mean, I'm all for nice asses and everything, but when it looks, but when it looks fake, you know, then it looks pathetic. And all these botched jobs, you know, I mean, with lips and stuff.
There's all plenty of women.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But they don't realize how bad they end up looking, you know, especially the botched jobs, obviously.
I know. I mean, some people are into that look, you know.
Yeah.
And it all depends, too. Like, there's people like, what's her name? Lisa Rinna, who had
lip job
long time ago, and it kind of went awry for her.
Right.
And it took her years for them to reconstruct them
to look okay again. And that's what people knew her for, you know? Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what would happen to me. I'm allergic to so many things. I would just get like a tiny filler and my whole face would
You think that was an allergy thing that she had?
It was definitely a reaction or something like that is what I've read.
Really?
Yeah, but who knows?
Because sometimes they just put too much of the collagen, whatever they put in there, you know?
People get really roped into that kind of scene. I remember living in New York and plastic surgeons would have these parties, or people would have parties and have plastic surgeons there, and everyone's drinking, having fun, sitting on couches, and there's plastic surgeons in different rooms injecting people with filler during the party, and they call it a filler party.
Really?
Yeah, so people leave with like new lips and no lines on their forehead, whatever it is.
Oh my God.
That's a big New York thing. I'm sure they have it out here too.
Oh yeah, yeah. People get work here all the time.
All the time.
You see people, they get that Joker face, you know, like this, when they do the facelift and all that stuff, you know, and they all have the same face.
I know. It's American Beauty standards really weighing us down.
I know. What happened to just natural looks, you know?
I know. Well, the standards are so much different for men than they are for women. You know, when men get older and they age, like they look more distinguished and it's not a thing, you know, versus for women.
Yeah. Well, some men, not all of them.
Yeah. True.
Some of them look terrible.
Yeah. It's true.
But I know what you're saying. But for women, I guess it's more like vanity and stuff, you know.
It's vanity. It's
they want to stay looking young. And
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, you know? That's true.
I mean,
that's
honestly, people ask me how I feel about being over 30. I'm 31 and I'm totally fine with it. I would not redo my 20s at all. You're just like unsure about everything. I always have anxiety, but my anxiety was definitely way higher then. And now there's just more of a sense of like myself and, you know, how we talked about how the entertainment industry, there's so much competition, and that competition used to stress me out so much. And I just realized like I can just go in, do what I can do and try and do this audition better than the last one.
Exactly. And they don't always look for those young, stretched looking women, you know,
I mean, the industry's changing.
Yeah, and plus roles and everything, they change, you know. I mean, people look for specific things, you know.
For sure.
But I have to agree with you as far as older women, some of them don't age very well. You know, I mean, I go on these dating apps and I'm going, my God, you know, I'm actually in this age group, you know, where they're not that attractive. You know?
And that's exactly the thought process that women think other people have towards them, which is what I think sometimes pushes them to want to have surgery and things like that.
Right. Which is another reason to try and have a relationship before you reach your 50s, you know, and stay in that relationship, because then it's hard to find someone, you know. It really is, you know.
I can only imagine. It's hard at my age. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. It's hard at your age to find somebody?
Yeah, it's so hard. Are you kidding?
I didn't think so at all.
We're so stuck in the...
But look, you have such a long range of ages you can be with.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you can be with someone in their 20s, their 30s, even in their 40s.
Yeah.
But who can I be with? You know what I mean? Everything that's like even remotely young for me would be like in late 40s would still be like a 10-year difference.
Yeah.
And women don't look for that, you know.
No, I mean, so, depending, they'd probably expect you to be their sugar daddy or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know. But 10 years is already a little too much, and so I'm starting to feel, oh man, I'm like out of the scene completely, you know.
I'm pretty out of the scene completely too. I found that when I date
You're not. Come on. I mean, I haven't dated
in so long. I feel like, you know, New York was just too weird with dating. I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah. But that's you. That's not the other people, you know.
That's true. I just feel like I go on dates and everyone's trying to either be so cool, and like, I just really am attracted to people who can just banter with me, shoot. Like,
so, have you met anybody here yet in the 2 months?
Not really.
Nothing interesting.
Nothing interesting. There's definitely cuter boys out here than there are in New York. Everywhere I go, like, I was driving by the car accident this morning. I was on the phone with my friend, and definitely hands-free. Everyone hands-free on the phone in the car. And I was passing by, and there was a fire truck, and I saw, like, medics on the ground, and I was like, oh my God, somebody's on the ground, like, this must be bad. And the guy was like just sitting on the ground, and I said to my friend, I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. Even the cops at the scene were cute. I was like, he's really cute.
The fireman.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. I was like, I wish the traffic would not suddenly start moving faster now.
I know. That's LA for you. All the beautiful people move here, you know?
So beautiful. Everyone has great hair. Right? Like, everyone's dressed nicely. In New York, everyone's so sloppy all the time.
Well, we are making generalizations, though.
I know, totally.
I mean, there's a lot of sloppy people here, too.
I'm sure. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's so funny.
But yeah, it is, you know, because I guess people, you know, they grow up in their little towns. Mm-hmm. They're the most beautiful one in town.
Mm-hmm.
So they decide they're going to move to Hollywood. And then they come here, and everybody's more beautiful than they are, even, you know.
Used to being that all-star.
Right, yeah. You know. So that's what happens here, is that everybody tries to outdo each other, you know.
Yeah.
Just like with their cars, too. I mean, you see people like a Tesla. Okay, it's a $120,000 car. Have you noticed how many Teslas there are here?
So many Teslas out here.
Mercedes,
everywhere.
BMW, every second car is a German car or something, you know.
I know.
So, yeah, people try to outdo each other here all the time.
I know.
All the time.
I feel like we're just so stuck in that mindset in general, especially, I mean, in the world and in America specifically. I feel like we're just trying so hard to one-up each other, you know, and we get so lost in comparison, you know, and at the end of the day, like, we're all going to end up in the same place. We all started in the same place.
Right.
Our bodies all do the same things.
Exactly. We all go to the bathroom in the same way. Yep. And we all look terrible in the morning.
Yeah. We're all at the same risks and everything. So it's just being better than you were yesterday is all you can do.
I guess people try to stand out, you know. It's kind of hard to disappear in the crowd, you know. So
I feel like everybody
does their own thing.
The more myself I become, the more I feel like I end up standing out.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like you just have to be yourself. And
you really do. It's not just saying that, you know.
It's not just saying that. And it's so easy to say that.
Otherwise, people pick up on the fact that you're phony and that's not really you, you know.
Yeah.
And besides, you know, if you don't feel that the real you has a lot to offer, you're going to have low self-esteem.
It's true.
Even if you try to look better, you'll still have that low self-esteem. And people are not attracted to that.
No.
You know.
No.
Well, what can you do, you know?
Everyone, just love yourself.
Yeah. And then finally, I guess this is a little more serious, but I guess ISIS is encouraging followers to set wildfires in forests. And that's what I've said for a long time. I thought, you know, I mean, any terrorist, if they want to really get start something, all they have to do is start a fire like we have here and destroy a lot of property and kill people and shit like that, you know? I mean, I'm surprised they haven't done that.
And you're saying they have started to.
Well, they're encouraging people to do it in Europe and here, you know?
Gosh.
But, yeah, so the thing is that there's a lot of ways to do terror, but who knows that they're not doing it here, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It's so easy, and all the fires started at the same time. You know, you never know. Some people are saying maybe it's like lasers from the government and stuff shooting down.
I don't know, conspiracy theories. They're so good. You ever go on like a late night rabbit hole on YouTube and just watch, like you started off watching like one video for information and then 20 minutes later you're spiraling down this dark rabbit hole of conspiracy theories.
And I have a good friend who constantly posts this shit on Facebook all the time. And I'm like, man, would you just calm down a little bit?
I know.
UFOs all over the fucking place and chemtrails and all these kind of things, you know. And it's like, man, you know, just let go.
I know. I mean, there's nothing we can actually do about it. I mean, maybe there is, and I just don't know, or I'm not thinking outside the box enough.
But. Yeah, and maybe they are doing that shit. Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
They're capable of doing anything, you know?
Space.
So, I know.
You know? Outer space is a wild, wild place.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the name of that? What is it? Voyager? Is it? That they sent it into space and it hit, I think yesterday was the anniversary of it. What is it?
They sent like a satellite or something?
Yeah,
or
they
rocket?
Sent a satellite. Oh my gosh, I'm totally blanking on the name of it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So what happened with it?
So yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of it. I totally had it in here. It's gone.
Oh well.
Yeah, oh well.
Oh well.
but yeah, they've hit interstellar space as of 1 year ago. And I think that's really cool. And now, because they have, I think it's Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. I think I might be messing up the names. And so one of them they launched years and years ago. And the other one they launched, I think yesterday was the anniversary of the second one. So they're really proud because now they're seeing interstellar space in two different places, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But I hope that's not like a theory or anything. Like
no, that's real.
That's real,
yeah,
right?
They really did that.
Oh. Well, I've heard of the Voyager.
Yeah.
Know, so.
So.
Maybe that's cool. It. Yeah. I don't know. Are you going to check out the new Dr. Sleep movie, which is a Stephen King-based movie? It's like the sequel for The Shining.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I love The Shining.
I know. The Shining was good, and I both saw the movie and read the book, but because I'm a Stephen King fan. But Dr. Sleep, I couldn't get into. And that's supposedly about the boy when he's grown up already.
Yeah.
And what happened to him and all this stuff, you know, with the hotel and...
So
that,
it's the son of
Jack
Nicholson's his name was character?
Danny, right. Okay. And I mean, the Shining was kind of written from his perspective, from the boy's perspective. He was the main character.
Yeah.
So this one's coming up. But the reason I wanted to bring this up is because I'm a Stephen King fan, okay? But I love his books and everything, but I finally had it with his new book. It's called The Institute. Mm-hmm. And what it's about, it's kids that are a little psychic or something or whatever. This institute that you don't know what it is, if it's a governmental thing, they kill the parents, capture the kids, bring them there, and do experiments on them. And I'm like, halfway through the book, I'm like, why am I reading this? This is the most depressing book I've ever fucking read. And, you know, just because it's Stephen King. And I'm like reading this and it's hard for me to get through it. And I'm going, you know what? This is actually really depressing for me. So I just dropped it. I said, fuck this book. I don't want to read it. And that's it. And I never thought I'd say that about a Stephen King book because often they're very compelling, like It, for example, you know. Yeah. I mean, they have the clown and it's scary, but it's more about the relationship with the kids and then when they're growing up and everything. So there's a lot of great stories that he's written, but this one, it's like, why would anybody would read something like that?
You know? The same reason people would watch the Saw movies.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same.
I know, the Saw movies or the human, what they call it? Remember when they had the one where people are attached to each other?
Centipede.
Thank you. The human centipede. I never saw it, but just the idea of it is fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
Why people would even see that? You know, why even make a movie like that?
It's. I mean, that's the great and the bad thing about cinema is that it's literally anyone's game. You know, like I can't even think of the dumbest movie I've ever seen. I think I saw this one horror movie where it was like a clown that lived in an ice cream truck. Oh, and God. If you went into the ice cream truck, you were suddenly in his world. It was like the worst. It was the worst horror movie ever. But I mean, it's the job of us creatives. You know, we have to write this crazy stuff.
Anything,
and,
right?
Yeah.
Anything and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, well, we are out of time.
Oh, man, it goes so fast.
Yeah, well, we talk a lot of shit. That's why.
That's good. Definitely.
So tomorrow's Friday. Looking forward to that.
Yes.
Everybody have a great day.
See you then.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.